In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, we reach the midpoint of this holy season, and the Church gives us a brief respite from our penances and bids us rejoice with the heavenly Jerusalem. On our Lenten journey, having begun anew the process of conversion, we reach the station of enlightenment, what the saints have termed the illuminative way. Today, our Lord gives Nicodemus and all of us the entire gospel summed up in a single sentence. John 3:16 is a microcosm, not only of all that Jesus did and taught, but of all of salvation history. In that one verse, we find the essence of the good news. If we look at the whole history of humanity from the Old Testament to the present, it's all a constant cycle of God offering himself to us. Each person is faced with a choice made over a lifetime of individual choices of whether he or she will live as darkness or light. As our Lord tells Nicodemus, the great yet terribly sad pattern of the human race is to prefer darkness. Just like the Israelites had, through their choices, preferred exile to redemption, so also do many even now choose darkness. In essence, our choice is between death and life. God himself said as much through the mouth of Moses in the book of Deuteronomy. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you death and life, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life. The problem, however, lies in the fact that we in the 21st century West don't seek the kind of life the Lord is talking about today. The sad reality of our world is that often we are trained in a way to choose death. Though this may sound irrational, it certainly is irrational. The sad reality is that the world trains us to look for life in the darkness, and that wealth and pleasure and fame and success, experiences, health, and so many other things of the world will bring us happiness and fulfillment. Those who only know the darkness become comfortable with it. And even if they're dissatisfied and miserable, it's all they know. In the most extreme form of this, addicts to alcohol, drugs, sex, other destructive behaviors come to prefer the darkness they dwell in to the light of freedom. It's in choosing the light and choosing life 100 times a day, every day, in each individual decision and interaction that we find the joy that the Church calls us to today. Initially, these choices are difficult, but that's how we grow in virtue and therefore find joy, by choosing the cross over ourselves whenever we're faced with the decision. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá had a maxim, in laetitia nulla dies sine cruce, that is, in joy, let there be no day without the cross. If we look at the crucifix, it does not appear to be a particularly joyful occasion, but that's the contradiction of the cross. And we will find that every day in the smallest circumstances of our lives, choosing forgiveness over resentment, generosity over selfishness, keeping ourselves recollected and in the presence of God throughout the day, in the midst of the hustle and bustle, that is where we will find the joy that the Lord speaks of today, the joy that is the total gift of self. Though others may sadly continue to prefer darkness, let us remain in the light of Jesus, God's own Son, given to us and for us, who desires to restore sinners who are in exile. He wants to bring to light those who live in darkness. He wants to bring life to those who are perishing. This is the good news, the gospel in miniature. And in the midst of our Lenten pilgrimage, it is certainly cause to rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.